Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why is his stuff at his sister's house? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband has a twin sister, and they're like Frick and Frack. I get along with her most of the time, but she's quick to jump on her brother's side when he and I disagree about stuff. I've told her that he might be her twin brother, but he is my husband and the father of my kids, so that trumps everything. She is one of those girls that doesn't like to hang around other females, and she'd rather have male friends. Because of that, she's single and miserable. I dreaded the day that she moved back to our city and bought a house. My husband was at her house for a straight week to unpack her and move furniture around. It didn't bother me that he helped his sister get settled because his twin is his best friend. What bothers me is that my husband has stuff at his twin sister's house. He has clothes and shoes in her guest room, and she said he brought the TV. He bought the TV that's in the room so he can chill in there when he comes over. His sister was giving me a tour of her house, and when we got to the guest room, she said, this is Jay's room. My husband tensed up and looked at me. I was looking at the box of baseball caps that belonged to him and the two T-shirts folded on the dresser. They were his shirts. I couldn't help but ask if he was moving in, and my husband started laughing nervously. He has a TV and his clothes. Oh, and I saw a pair of sneakers and slippers in the room, too. I didn't know my husband was hanging out at his sister's house like that. I haven't said a word about it because his sister told me on purpose to cause friction between us. How do I ask my husband what's he up to and why is he over there so much? Okay, how do you ask your husband what he's up to? You just ask him. All right, you gotta address this. This is a big gray elephant in the room and you gotta do it today. I mean, it's silly to keep avoiding this. He is your husband. Ask him. All right, why are you over there so much? Then tell him to get his stuff from over there because he doesn't live there. Tell him you don't mind him visiting his twin, but he's doing too much. He really is. Tell him that his twin knew exactly what she was doing when she said, this is Jay's room. She knew it would upset me. She knew it would upset you. And you're right. She is trying to cause friction between you two. That's why your husband was acting nervous and laughing nervously when she was showing you around. He knows this isn't right. He's too comfortable over there. He already has a house, okay? Tell him it bothers you and how it makes you feel. You are his wife. He should want to make sure you're good at all times. You know the saying, unhappy wife, unhappy life. You know that saying. Tommy, let's go.
All right. I think you're in a lose situation. The wife is in a, I think you're in just a no-win situation. This is, you are supposed to be your husband's best friend. You are. And that's not the case. He got a twin sister. She is the best friend. They ride or die, evidently. You, like you already stated, they freaking frack. They are who they are together, and that they got a bond. And we already know most twins have a bond that's inseparable. And they are that. So now, where do you fall in this? Now your brother didn't move. Once a man got a TV somewhere and some slippers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. He has decided to set up shop. They roommates over there. He didn't set up shop at his sister's house, so that is his. He now has his own man cave at his sister's house, and that's where he likes to be. I'm not understanding why you can't say. The question was, how do I ask my husband? What the hell? What is all that? How do I ask him something? Ain't that your husband? Yes, because my wife sure asked me anything under the sun that she want to know.
Right.
So I don't understand why you can't say, hey, we got to have a conversation. What's going on here with you and your sister to the point where you got all your stuff over there? Once you see slippers, a TV, and you should have pulled it, you should have opened up some of these dresses. Is it some drawers over there?
Uh-oh.
Once a man got some drawers somewhere, that's where he stay. Okay, that's his other spot. I really think that you guys need to have a sit-down conversation and discuss what it is. I mean, what are your boundaries? Do you not want this? What's bothering you? Are you bothered because there's clothes and shoes and all this over there? Apparently, it's bothering you. It would bother me, too, if my spouse set up shop somewhere else. I got an issue with that. But I ain't got no problem saying, hey, why the hell you got all your stuff over there?
Right.
It makes me think that my man is at the point of are you finna move out on me? Or you know, it just feels weird. It just feels, but that is your sister, and that, he loves his sister. But I will agree with you on this. The sister is messy as hell.
Yes, she is.
Messy as all get out, and everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she gonna, at some point, your relationship finna turn. It's already turning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your husband ready to love. I don't.
You don't think so? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And your sister-in-law ain't ready to, your sister-in-law ain't ready to sister-in-law either.
Is that a spin-off?
She doesn't even like women. She doesn't even have, girlfriends, she said. She likes only men in her life, you know. She doesn't even know what that sisterhood bond is all about, apparently. But anyway, all right, Junior, you got something for us? I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, see, I don't see how this is difficult. Because what Tommy said is absolutely true. How do you ask your husband? You ask this man, why is he moving the stuff in? But there's a flip side to the coin.
Okay.
Since he's moving stuff in his sister's house, we gonna start moving stuff in somewhere else too.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. See, all right. Flip it.
See, we
flip
everybody's finna have clothes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And my job is if you got it in one place, I'm gonna have it in two.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Uh-oh. Hold it right there, Junior. Uh-oh. Hold it right there. Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, why is his stuff at his sister's place? We'll get back into it here from Junior right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, guys, it is time to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is his stuff. Why is his stuff at his sister's house? Okay, this woman wrote in. Her husband has a twin sister. They're really, really close. They're like frickin' frack, she says. She says she gets along with her sister most of the time, but the sister, the twin sister, is quick to jump on her twin brother's side if they disagree about anything, the husband and wife. And she said, the wife said that she's told her that he might be her twin brother, but he is her husband and the father of her children, so that trumps everything. But it seems like that's not getting through to the twin sister because she keeps, you know, doing these little digs and trying to separate them. Now, she bought a house. She bought a house, and her brother moved in. Her twin brother has pretty much moved in. He's got clothes over there. He bought a TV. The guest room is now his. The twin sister was showing the wife around, and she said, that's Jay's, the husband. That's his room. So the wife is feeling like, you know, why are you putting your clothes in your twin sister's house? Why are you moving in? What is going on over here? You bought a TV. You're chilling. You got slippers over here. What is going on? So the sister's like, well, yeah, you know, the twin sister's trying to divide them. She sees it. She's trying to cause tension between them. So the wife wants to know, Junior, why is he over there so much, and how does she ask her husband what he's up to?
Yeah, you mm-hmm. ask him, but since you're having a problem, ask him. So he's moving clothes in at his twin sister's house. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you can do it. If that's the game we playing, then let's play the game. I'm finna start moving clothes to some friends and sister siblings' houses as well. Since you moved in one, I'm going to move stuff in two. See, my goal is to make you be with me so much, we going to be twins. You and your sister just gonna be siblings. We gonna be twins.
Yeah,
that's the whole goal.
Okay,
you have to be with me. You gonna be chasing me so much. You gonna be my twin. Because there's no way for you to feel this way. And this is your husband. Like Tommy said, you got kids with this man.
Mm-hmm.
You are married to this man. I know he loves his twin sister, but it seems like you're trying to move on. Well, let me get to moving on, too. I mean, we're going to find out what kind of marriage we really have.
Yeah.
If you're playing this type of game, let my wife move all her stuff out. Because I'm going to tell you one thing a man can't stand. Not knowing where his woman is after 9 p.m.
Okay. Hello. All right. Hello.
You got to call me by 9 and let me know where you at or what you're doing.
9 p.m.
Because I have a responsibility to you. In the same way, I have a responsibility to her to tell her where I'm at when what I'm doing.
Yeah.
By 9 p.m.
Okay.
If I'm going to be out late, I can call and say that. But never can I say I'm moving in at my sister's house with all my stuff. I ain't coming home tonight.
Right.
Oh, you ain't coming home tonight. Well, these going to be some unwatched children.
Wow.
These kids going to be growing up so fast. When last time you seen your mama? About last time I seen you, 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
she ain't
cool.
been here.
Yeah. And she's not even saying that she doesn't mind her husband chilling at his twin sister's house. That's not even the case. But you're moving stuff in, buying TVs, buying furniture, all that. No, you don't live there permanently. No, that address is not on your driver's license. No.
But like, Carla, can you go? Can Taj go somewhere at his one of his siblings' house and just set up shop?
I wouldn't care.
That's when you've been married way long.
We've been married, what, about 22 years this year? I don't care.
Go on. Okay, baby.
Good. I can make this room a closet.
I don't believe that for a second, but okay.
By 12:30 at night, okay, now you playing. Now keep on.
Right.
There's no way.
That's how she feels in her mind.
Can I move this right? When are you going to get your stuff?
Man, I've been trying to move to the guest room for the last 3 years. I ain't going to lie to you.
Thank you. But no, I hear exactly what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
But the sister is just pouring salt in the wound.
She really is.
She's making the wife jealous and all that.
But there's always somebody who ain't got nobody. It's always somebody who ain't got nobody.
Yeah. This is Jay's room. Now, why would you say that to his wife?
No.
Why would you say that to his wife?
I wouldn't mind my husband having a room at his twin's house. I don't know. That just wouldn't bother me like that. But it just depends. The sister is just, she owns some.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's calculating.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what she's on. We can't say it, but you know what she's on. Yes.
And maybe the wife can reverse it. Put her stuff at her sibling's house, like you said, Junior.
Yeah, that's
move
what Junior
all your stuff over there. Just like you said.
The part that also got me was she didn't know how to ask her husband. How do I ask my husband is what she said, what he's up to. That part I didn't get.
Yeah, that's,
you know.
What wife says that? What wife don't know how to talk to their husband?
Yeah, just go right on in there. What's happening?
What are you doing?
With your twin, what's going on? What is all of this?
You know what Jackie would say to me? What the hell is all your stuff doing over here? What is going on? What is you doing?
Yeah, you buying
get
TVs?
Get your stuff and put it in a bag and get it back to the house. What is all your stuff doing over here?
Exactly, guys. All right. Thank you so much. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.